Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Tina Nunziato, and with me is Dr. Liz Cruz. Thank you so much for joining us for another podcast. For those of you that are avid listeners, you know that when I start a podcast, it's time for another GI focus. So welcome, Dr. Cruz, to your show.
Thank you.
So we wanted to do a GI focus on fatty liver as it pertains to sugar.
Yes?
Okay, because we have done a GI focus on fatty liver in the past. If you have not heard that GI focus, please go back and listen to that one. But this one's going to be specific to sugar. And what was the impetus of this? Why did you want to do this podcast specifically?
I wanted to do it because, number one, because we see so much fatty liver. Mm-hmm. It's such a common thing these days. If it seems like every other person that walks into our office has fatty liver. And you know, the focus has always been on maintaining a low-fat diet. Mm-hmm. I mean, amongst other things, you know, if you have diabetes, keeping those sugars under control. If you have high cholesterol, keeping that under control. Avoiding alcohol, avoiding the NSAIDs, and, you know, making sure you're exercising, on and on. But the focus is a lot, most of the time, as far as diet, really been on maintain a low-fat diet. Mm-hmm.
Meaning not eating fatty foods.
Right. Not eating fatty foods. But there hasn't been, I think that there's been not enough emphasis put on the role of sugar. Mm-hmm. And specifically the high fructose corn syrup, which is in everything.
Right, every processed food.
In every processed food. And I think that it's something that sneaks into the diet without you even realizing it. Mm-hmm. And so I just thought that would be something that we should bring up again, talk a little bit about fatty liver again, and really emphasize on that, because I think that I know that as I've, you know, when I talk to my patients and I tell them, look, you've got to watch your intake of processed food. You got to cut out the processed food. You got to cut out the, you know, all those sugars that come in that processed food. And they're like, well, why?
Right. Easier said than done.
Yes.
For a lot of people.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, first of all, just remind everybody what fatty liver is.
So fatty liver is when you get fat deposits in the cells of the liver, mm-hmm. the hepatocytes. So they're the liver cells. And it's basically having fat in those cells.
And why is that so dangerous?
Well, fatty liver, you know, you can get inflammation of those cells. They can get inflamed. And over time, if you continue to have inflammation, you could start to develop a scar tissue. And with further progression of the scar tissue, I mean, that's what ultimately leads to cirrhosis. I mean, mm-hmm. cirrhosis, a cirrhotic liver is basically a scarred up liver.
So it's like fatty liver is like the first step to potential cirrhosis.
Well,
or just really unhealthy liver.
Yeah, I mean, fatty liver has that potential mm-hmm. to progress into cirrhosis.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to scare and
half of our patient population.
Yeah, I'm not saying if you have fatty liver, you're on your way to cirrhosis. That's right. Not what I'm trying to say. However, you do have to understand that fatty liver can progress to cirrhosis, mm-hmm. which is why, you know, I take it very seriously in our practice. You know, I monitor patients on a yearly basis, just, you know, check an ultrasound, see how their liver looks, get some blood work.
Make sure it's not getting worse.
In some cases, send them off for liver biopsy. And, you know, there's other specialized testing that can be done. There's special ultrasounds where they can actually measure the amount of fibrosis or scarring in the liver. And, you know, there's all sorts of different testing that we can do on patients, but I like to just keep an eye on them and counsel them, talk to them about how to protect their liver. I mean, I think that one of the over-the-counter medicines that is used, taken by so many like candy, are the NSAIDs, mm-hmm. all right? The anti-inflammatory, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medicines like Motrin, ibuprofen, Advil, Aleve, mm-hmm. naproxen. There is a whole long list of these NSAIDs, and people buy these, you know, because you can get them over the counter, and there's a whole variety of them over the mm-hmm. counter, and they buy them for aches and pains. I mean, they buy them to help them sleep. Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy that these medicines are also marketed for sleeping. You know, mm-hmm. you've got Advil PM, I mean, whatever, PM to help you sleep. And so it probably has some Benadryl in it. And then it's got the mm-hmm. NSAID, mm-hmm. which I don't understand why they have that there for sleeping, because mm-hmm. that doesn't do anything for sleeping unless that person has pain. But those medicines can also affect the liver,
because they're toxins.
Could cause inflammation. Right. Could cause inflammation. And not only the liver, but the kidneys.
Right.
And, you know, it kills me when one of my patients tells me that they've been taking ibuprofen for their stomach ache.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, or Motrin for their stomach ache, because these medicines also can cause ulcers in the stomach, but they don't know.
Right.
They don't know. And it breaks my heart. And so when I'm trying to talk to them and educate them on this, you know, they're shocked mm-hmm. and they're surprised. You know, Alka-Seltzer. Mm-hmm. Alka-Seltzer is something that's also over-the-counter, commonly take it. And I have patients, you know, tell me all the time, I'll ask them, what are you taking for your acid reflux? Oh, I'm taking Alka-Seltzer. I'm like, that has aspirin.
Mm-hmm.
So that...
You're making it worse.
You're right. That's actually going to irritate your stomach, mm-hmm. cause inflammation, potentially cause ulceration. And so anyways, just kind of getting back to our topic, the fatty liver is very common. We're seeing a ton of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I talk about that really
sure.
quick? Because not everybody that has a fatty liver has symptoms, right?
Oh,
a
right.
lot of you find
it's
a fatty
much
liver.
Pretty much, there really aren't symptoms of
right.
fatty liver.
You, maybe they came in for something else, and you went and scanned them or ran one of these tests, and it came back showing they had fatty liver.
Right.
And so... Do the patients, do they take it seriously? Like, do they get it? Do they get
when
the...
you educate them?
Okay,
absolutely. When you educate the patient, I find that when we take the time to talk to our patients about fatty liver and educate them on it, and talk to them about the different things that could potentially worsen it, and you know, like the things that I just mentioned, and mm-hmm. talk to them about that there is a small risk of fatty liver progressing and advancing, and of them developing cirrhosis, which is why you have to take it seriously. When I have that talk with them, mm-hmm. absolutely, they, okay. you know, they it makes them really, really concerned about, okay, I really need to do something.
Okay,
and so yes, they take it seriously.
So then let's go back to the sugar
mm-hmm.
Conversation. So. Talk about why sugar affects the liver so much.
Yes. So, okay, sugar. So sugar is made of glucose and fructose. Okay, now glucose can get metabolized by pretty much any part of your body. Any cell in your body can get, you know, can metabolize glucose. Fructose can only be metabolized by the liver. Okay, so I'm going to just keep this real simple. So fructose can only be metabolized by the liver. That becomes a problem, okay? Because if you overload it with fructose, eventually, and a lot of it is converted into glycogen. Glycogen is a storage form of glucose, okay? But basically, what ends up happening is the liver gets overloaded with fructose, and that fructose gets turned into fat, gets converted into fat. So now you have fat depositing in the liver, excess fat, not to mention it gets, you know, you have these triglycerides floating around in your blood, which high levels of triglyceride is not good. And then soon your liver becomes resistant to insulin. And you know, and you've got all this, you've got all this glucose and sugar running around. Your liver is resistant to the insulin, so it's not taking up glucose anymore. And you know, your pancreas then starts to it starts to get tired, and
it gets overworked,
mm-hmm. and it starts having a hard time putting out insulin. Mm-hmm. All right, so you know, then now you're dealing with diabetes. Mm-hmm. So there are, you know, there are a lot of things that are going on in that whole thing. I mean, I'm just like really giving a very, very mm-hmm. simplified version. But the bottom line is that fructose is basically going to get converted into fat because the liver is going to get overloaded. And our diets are jam-packed of fructose. If you're eating the typical American diet,
standard American diet,
you are overloading your liver.
Right.
Because there is high fructose corn syrup in almost every
Everything.
Processed food.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at bread. I went to buy some bread the other day because we were making some lunch bags for the homeless. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was there in the bread aisle, like probably for a good 20, 30 minutes looking at the breads. And I noticed that some of them had, you know, some of the bags said no high fructose corn syrup in mm-hmm. this one. And I was like, what do you mean? You know, do you guys put this in the bread? And sure enough, I looked at several of the other brands where it didn't say that on the bag. Mm-hmm. And you look at the ingredients, and there it is.
Yeah.
It's one of the ingredients.
Well, I remember seeing it in canned vegetables.
Yes.
In boxes. We, you know, before we started eating clean, we were eating rice-a-roni, noodle-roni, right? Those things,
right?
That you would eat for dinner as your grain, you know. Had high fructose corn syrup in it. And you're like, why are they putting high fructose corn syrup in stuffing and rice-a-roni? And, you know, it's in everything.
It's in everything.
Any sweets that you buy, any cookies, anything down the aisles buy is going to have high fructose
corn
syrup.
Just look at the ingredients. Just, I mean, as you're shopping, turn the item around at the back, wherever the ingredient list, just look at the list.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the list. And look at what's in there.
Anything that says fructose.
That's right. Anything. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything. I mean, and if you've got more than 6-8 ingredients, put it down.
Right.
Put it back. You know. But it's in everything. So I think that we don't realize that it sneaks into our diet in so many areas.
And so we're just overloading.
Yeah, we're overloading. We're overloading.
And then that's why half of our patients have fatty liver.
Exactly.
Literally half of our patients probably have fatty
liver.
That's
right. Yeah. So, you know, I think that it's really important. I mean, we're talking to our patients, you know, not only about being on a low-fat diet. And it's not so much a low-fat diet, but, you know, being healthy,
eating cleaner,
because there are oils that are good for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean,
eating avocados.
Yeah.
For example,
avocados have good fat.
Olive oil,
mm-hmm. raw olive oil, cold pressed.
Mm-hmm.
You do need fats in your diet.
Mm-hmm.
You absolutely need fats in your diet, but you need the good, healthy fats.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then those sugars, you have to be careful. Now, I am not in any way suggesting to now start using artificial sugar.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So please, you know, don't assume that what I'm saying is, okay, well, since we shouldn't be eating sugar,
I'm just going to switch to Splenda.
Yeah. No, don't do the artificial sugars because
they're worse. Regular sugar.
Yeah. And I think we've done podcasts on that, artificial sugars. But I'm just saying, look at what you're eating. Look at the ingredients, okay? Because if you're eating the standard American diet, you are getting a lot of high fructose corn syrup in the different foods that you're eating.
Mm-hmm. So if it's probably one out of a fatty liver.
Oh, yeah.
So
I mean,
watch
that's
what
just
you're
my
eating.
Generalization because we are seeing a lot of it. So,
but
so
just
yes.
watch the sugar intake. I think, you know, like you said, you're telling people how to prevent it, and we're talking diets and exercise and things like that, but we're not really saying sugar.
Right.
Right. So that's why you wanted to do this, because you really wanted to emphasize the sugar part.
Absolutely.
And slow down on the sugar, read your food labels.
That's right.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Anything else regarding fatty liver and sugar.
No, I think that wraps it up for now. And I'm so happy that you've joined us on this podcast, and please continue to join us. Lots of great topics coming up soon, okay?
All right, we'll look forward to catching you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.